A man from Thayer was killed in an accident last night in Thayer. According to the Highway Patrol, 33-year-old Matthew Conley was killed when he pulled the vehicle he was driving into the path of a vehicle driven by 44-year-old Randy McClanahan of Alton. McClanahan's vehicle hit Conley's vehicle. Then McClanahan's vehicle was hit by a third vehicle driven by 49-year-old Daryl Bradford of Willow Springs. The accident happened at the intersection of 63 and 19 in Thayer. The highway was blocked for about 3 hours while crews worked the accident. A man is in custody in Sharp County in connection with a stabbing yesterday. 24-year-old Paul Stovall Jr. fled the scene of a stabbing Monday. A female victim was stabbed in the neck. Her identity and condition has not been released at this time. Stovall was caught after a perimeter was set up at the Old Abundant Life Church in Highland. Very few details have been released at this time. We will keep you updated as we get more information here at ECNN. West Plains Police Department is reporting the arrest of a man who is a suspect in numerous burglaries. 24-year-old Tyler Lee Kenyon was arrested in connection with burglaries at Wilbanks Tire, Cutting Warehouse, Grump's Grub, and the Posey Patch. Kenyon had outstanding warrants from Howell and Ozark County and was a repeat offender who had been released on parole in January. He was taken to Howell County Jail awaiting formal charges. Monday, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services announced 1,405 new COVID-19 cases in the state, with 8 new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 158,621 cases, 2,590 deaths. The Arkansas Department of Health announced 531 new COVID-19 cases Monday, with 10 new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals in Arkansas to 99,597 cases and 1,714 deaths. Locally, in Missouri, Howell County reports 1,457 cases, Oregon County 255, in Arkansas, Fulton County 275, Baxter County 532, and Sharp County at 308. More local county totals are available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A Salesville, Arkansas man has been arrested after an investigation into an assault in September. 20-year-old Jesse Edward Foster was arrested and charged with 2 counts, a second-degree battery, and 1 count of first-degree terroristic threatening. He was released on $20,000 bond, will be in court October 22nd. The investigation continues and additional arrests are anticipated. A Mountain Home woman has been arrested on sexual extortion charges. 31-year-old Brittany Ann Edelman allegedly threatened another person with releasing nude photos of that person to the public. The photos were allegedly taken a few years ago when the victim was in a relationship with Edelman's boyfriend. Edelman is charged with felony sexual extortion. Her bond was set at $5,000. A woman from Willow Springs was injured in an accident Monday afternoon south of Kabul. The Highway Patrol reports that 56-year-old Phyllis Ball suffered moderate injuries when she drove off the road and overturned the pickup she was driving. Ball was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. The accident happened on Highway 181, about 3 miles south of Kabul. A new company will soon be opening in Ash Flat, adding as many as 245 new jobs. According to a press release, Emerson will open a new facility in Ash Flat, where it plans to invest $35 million and create approximately 245 new jobs within 4 years. The Arkansas facility will operate within the company's tools and home products segment and will manufacture products for the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing industries. Emerson was founded in St. Louis in 1890 as a manufacturer of electric motors and fans. Over the past century, the company has grown from a regional manufacturer into a global technology and software solutions powerhouse. The new project is also receiving support from local, state, and federal partners such as the Delta Regional Authority, AEDC, and the City of Ash Flat and Sharp County. The company cited proximity to customers throughout North America and quality workforce among the reasons for locating in Arkansas. Ozarka College and Black River Technical College will both collaborate with the company to develop a workforce training program tailored to the company's needs. The Neelyville School Board has announced that the school will close the rest of this week because of a spike in COVID-19 cases. Last week, they reported 87 students and 13 staff members were under quarantine. They also announced on Friday that 18 students and 8 staff members had tested positive for the virus. Isser County Sheriff's Department is reporting several arrests last week. You can check out those arrests at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Missouri Small Business Development Center at Missouri State University in West Plains, in partnership with Ozark Small Business Incubator, will host a series of business resiliency roundtables, with the first of those series scheduled for this week. I talked to OSBI Executive Director Heather Fisher about it.
The first roundtable will be this Thursday, October 22nd, from 5:30 to 6:30, and the topic is tips to managing your cash flow. It's going to identify barriers and opportunities, cost mitigation, sales, debt management strategies, and more. And the speakers and panelists will take time to answer your burning questions about managing your cash flow in the midst of a global pandemic. So we encourage people to join us. It is free. All you have to do is register by going to OSBI's website at ozsbi.com.
For more information, you can call OSBI at 417-256-9324. Early voting in Arkansas began yesterday and runs through November 2nd. Residents should check with their local county clerk's office to find polling locations and hours. On Election Day, all polls in Arkansas will be open from 7:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. If you are in line at your designated polling place before 7:30, you must be allowed to vote. Neil Matthews of the League of Women Voters of Arkansas says this year there are 3 state issues on the ballot.
Issue 1 is about the half-cent sales tax for the highway commission. Issue 2 is a version of term limits proposed by the legislature. And issue 3 is the legislature's rewriting the rules for how citizen-initiated petitions and ballot initiatives are handled.
Matthews recommends using the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service Ballot Issue Guide to learn more about the constitutional amendments.